Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Schmulin is here, too. Mark is a good friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, general manager of social media at Constant Contact. At least that's the title he had last time I was here. He's such an up-and-comer. Who knows what new title they've given him lately, but he's our good friend. He's here to talk to us about the most recent Constant Contact survey of small business owners, especially about the way they go to market. Mark Schmulin, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Good to have you back. Now, is that your same title?
That's my same title.
All right.
I'm really happy with that title.
Gail won't get out of the way and let you go on all the way to the top there, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, we got an excellent CEO, so I'm very comfortable in my seat.
Gail Goodman, Gail's been a member of my Brain Trust now since when you guys were roving, before you became Constant Contact, and so anyway, be sure to tell her hi. Mark, thanks again for hanging out with us. I'm glad you did your survey again. Are small business owners getting more comfortable? Are they telling you that they're getting more comfortable with the social media platforms?
Absolutely. You know, Jim, when we spoke around 6 months ago, we were talking about our spring 2011 Attitude and Outlook survey. Now, 6 months later, we're talking about our fall survey. And we actually found that 81% of small businesses are using social media marketing. That's up from
81%?
Yes, sir. That's
wow.
What the survey tells us.
So can you break that down for us? I mean, I think that sounds like a high number to me, frankly, Mark. Weren't you surprised?
Well, you know, I was surprised. I'll tell you this. We went out to just under 2,000 small organizations, primarily in the United States. 95% of them were Constant Contact customers.
Yeah.
And
that means automatically, in terms of online perspective, they're high functioning.
I'll tell you, they're already using email marketing. They already understand the value of permission-based marketing.
Right.
And so perhaps, you know, Constant Contact customers are a little bit ahead of the curve. But I will tell you, of those 2,000, 81% have less than 25 employees. So they are truly small businesses.
Right.
Just, you know, they're learning probably a little bit faster about online marketing and permission-based marketing.
And I like to, we need to make sure we point out that email marketing is not the same as social media, doing marketing through social media. I mean, they really are two distinct different perspectives. One is a pretty mature focus, I mean, pretty mature activity, I should say, email marketing. The other one is relatively new, social media.
Yeah, you know, I would say that they are different but the same.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is they certainly are different channels and you can do different things on them. Certainly, they both facilitate two-way conversation, but social media facilitates conversation of one to many,
mm-hmm.
whereas email is typically a one-to-one conversation.
Right.
But, you know, how they are actually very similar is that they're both permission-based. Whether someone opts into your email list or they like you on Facebook or follow you on Twitter, and all three of those actions are, in effect, that user saying, hey, mm-hmm. I like you, I want to learn more about you, I'm giving you permission to communicate to me, and I am actually looking forward to seeing your message show up either in my email inbox or on my newsfeed.
Well, and also, so email marketing is not interactive the way, and not community building the way social media is. That's the big difference between a social media platform that you would have for your company, a fan page, that kind of thing, and say just a website or doing email marketing. It doesn't social media allows you to build community. What do you think?
I think that's a very fair statement. I like to say that, you know, email is still the best way to get your message heard. It's a little bit more intimate. We're trained as consumers to check our email on a regular basis and not to miss any message that comes into our inbox. Even if we don't open it, we at least know that it's there. We can see the sender, the subject line and timestamp. With the news feed, when we're talking about social media, it's updating so fast, we miss a lot of stuff. But if you can reach your customer in that news feed, it's just such an easy platform to share mm-hmm. to many people that social is one of the best ways to get your message spread.
But isn't it interesting, though, how people will allow you to be a little more call to action in an email than they will in a social media platform?
You know, absolutely. I think, you know, in email they want you, I think you can be a little bit more broadcast marketing.
Yeah, a little more commercial.
You know what I mean? You can mm-hmm. sell yourself a little bit more mm-hmm. in email, whereas in social, people really want to know the person behind the brand.
The values.
Exactly. You mm-hmm. know, at the end of the day, we like to do business with people, and social media gives you as a brand the ability to sort of peel back the curtain and say, hey, this is why I'm in business. This is who I am.
That's the community building part. What else did you learn from your survey?
Well, you know, one of the things that accounted for this increase in use of social media, and I think it applies not just to contact customers, but to all small businesses, is that they're viewing the barriers to entry have been lowered. 83% believe it to be low cost. That's up 15% from 6 months ago. 67% believe it's easy to use. 45% thinks that it doesn't take a lot of time. But really, I think the important thing is that 51% said that they're using social media because that's where their customers are.
That's the biggie right there.
That's the biggie.
Customer expectations. That's what's driving the world right now is customer expectations, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, I also think, and this isn't in the survey, I'm sort of guessing from here, but most of the small business owners that are using social media for marketing are also using social media in their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they just become more comfortable with the tools as they spend more time. You know, my mom said the more time you spend practicing piano, the better you're going to be. and I think that's applying to the small business owners who are spending more and more time. They're doing less experimentation with social media because now it's becoming part of their daily marketing mix.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So can you give us a place where we can find the survey?
Absolutely. So probably the easiest way for everyone to find it is to simply go to constantcontact.com. But if you have a pen, you can find it at conta.cc/JLMKAF.
Everybody got that down, Mark. No need to repeat
that. Yeah, I'm sure.
But we're going to
go to constantcontact.com and you'll find it.
We're going to put it up on our website, too. We'll feature it and make sure it gets out there, too. And we'll send it in our newsletter. How about that? Which we send by using a Constant Contact platform. 20 after, right back with Mark Schmulen. We got more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.